first of all, great spring for your kids through and through. Every meet, gosh, you're keeping track of all the great meets and challenging meets. But you kind of expected, I think, that girls and boys coming back off some good teams last year, coming back, that it was going to be a pretty special year.
Yeah, we have just an amazing group of girls, and the experience that our boys got last year with good senior leadership really set us up. And I love our schedule as far as the way that we have it structured, of seeing teams from the East and seeing some local teams and seeing some teams from the West. It just really sets our kids up well to go down to the state track meet and be successful.
Went to Aurora the other day for the district, and both teams come out district champions again.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even realize, and this is me being clueless, was that was the fourth year in a row that we've actually got a chance to sweep the district, which I told our kids, it's something to get one of them, but to get four in a row for some of those seniors, that's pretty special. So we celebrated that a little bit yesterday and handed out some awards, and it's a neat deal to have an opportunity to win the district, especially with such a loaded central district that we have.
Starting with the ladies, coach, you've got a lot of talent, no question on that team. But may I tell you, that senior in Kyra Ray, she can jump, she can vault, she can run. Oh my gosh, what a talented young lady!
Yeah, she's an absolute stud, and she's been good since her freshman year. And she's one of the few that continue to get better. You know, I shouldn't say that, but she is one that has absolutely improved every year. She's a jumper. I mean, she's on the back of the board. She had five jumps over 18 feet. She's peaked and poised to ready to do a big one at the state meet. Ball, she's had a PR senior year at the district, which is unbelievable. She's sitting in the top three there. And then her sprint, man, she has just been getting faster and faster. She's about 1/100th of a second off of our school record, which that girl, Avon Urbanski, was a talented runner. So she's going to have two shots to do that next week, and I am extremely excited for her.
She's going to go to college for track and field someplace, isn't she?
Yeah, she's going to go to Washburn. Okay. And I think she's going to do not multi-event, but she's going to do a couple different events. I know they talked to her about jumping and vaulting and sprinting, and I think she's going to be one of the few that actually go in a couple different areas at the collegiate level.
No question, she has got some talent, that's for sure. But she's not the only one. She's got a great surrounding cast. You got a heck of a vault, another good vaulter, and then boy, great hurdler as well, don't you?
Yeah, you know, Amaray has just kind of. She was really good at the vault last year. Her sister was a very talented hurdler, and she battled some knee problems last year. So she's just getting into doing the hurdles this season, which is unbelievable when you look at it, the times that she's has had the opportunity to throw out. She actually broke her sister's school record at the district, broke our 300 school record, and then she's vaulted over 30. She's had a state three chances at the state record in three different meets, and boy, she's another one. Just like Kira Ray, she's going to be hopefully peaking at the right time, and it's going to be an opportunity for her to get the state record down at the state meet.
The high jump is going to be a beast, to place, and you've got one of the best girls high jumpers, too.
Yeah, Tessa Shear has done an amazing job. You know, she really committed herself to track this off-season. She came to every off-season workout. We got a great coach in Troy McNeil who's been around high jump forever, and she... It's awesome because we're not talking about one good high jump that she's had. She's had consistent efforts over 5.5, and she's had a lot of good looks at 5.8, and actually has cleared 5.7 this season. So she's going to be right in the mix of a very deep high jump group this year.
Coach, switch to the boys. Boy, your boys won, and that was the field of teams, because, you know, Central City's tough. Adams Central, Hastings, all those teams have got really good, outstanding track and field guys, and your team still compiled enough points to win it.
Yeah, I was pretty special, because I told our boys that it was going to be a dogfight through those four teams exactly. That district was just loaded, and every team kind of has their area. And the nice thing is with our team is that we kind of spread out in all 17 events. So I think we had somebody score in every event but the 100-meter dash. And for us to have a chance to do that in such a loaded district, it was truly a team effort, which that's what I praised our guys on, just kind of rallying together and everybody scrapping a point where they could. And that's what makes the big difference. When you get in those competitive meets.
Just to point out one, Dawson Urbanski, a young sophomore, a great hurdler, and then he runs in your 4x1. That young man's going to go in a couple of events, and he's going to be a key for you coming up on Wednesday and Thursday, isn't he?
Yeah, he's another one, kind of like Amore. Just hasn't had a ton of efforts over the hurdles yet. He popped a really good run early. You know, he's gone 39 a couple times, and then he's been right around 40 flat the rest of the season, just with a little bit of inconsistency with step going through the 300 hurdles. But the speed is definitely 38, 39 type speed that he has. And it's kind of the same thing in the 110s. I mean, he's just continuing to improve every single meet. His form's getting better. Like I said, the foot speed's there. I know it's one of those things, kids see a fast kid and they're like, well, why didn't you put him in the 100? I said, well, you know, the hurdles is where you can really make some hay, you know, by the time he's a senior. He's going to be a special one, and he continues to get better. And he's pretty much a leader on that 4x1 group, which is a really talented group for us.
And you got some other state qualifiers. I know you got a distance guy, and you got some others going down there. And maybe it might be a little bit tougher for the boys than the girls. But, hey, it's great experience for them and for maybe a lot of those underclassmen for the future, too.
Yeah, Joe Sutherland gets to run the 800, and Ethan Smith, another sophomore, gets to run the 32. We got a mixed group that got in the 4x8. We got a junior that's throwing for the first time, and he's going to throw the discus down there. It's always a great experience. It's just a completely different animal when you get down to state track meet, and the more times you get down there, the easier it is. So we're truly excited about the kids. We basically bring everybody back next year except for a sprinter and a distance runner. So it's just great for the kids to get an opportunity to go see what the state track meet's all about.
Well, I know on the girls' side, they want to make a run. I know you finished fifth last year, top five, and I talked to Coach Benson over at Waverly, and they're loaded for bear, and the Elkhorn Norse and Norris's and those kind of those same teams are going to be right at the top of the list, it seems like, next week.
Yeah, you know, I think you hit it right on the head. It's going to be kind of a Bennington, Norris, Waverly, Elk North, and hopefully the Grand Island Northwest if everything goes all right. I mean, we got a chance to score some points down there, which, you know, anytime you go down to the state meet, you got a chance to be in the top five. Hopefully you can get your kids mentally right enough to have the type of efforts that bring that out. And I think our group has the experience and the talent to be able to score quite a few points down there.
Finally, Coach, got to ask. We got Northwest grad on one of the staffs at Wanita Palisade High School, and Tyler Wright is helping that. And I do believe, I'm not for sure what year he graduated, but I think you had a chance, I think, to coach in one of those years, didn't you?
You know, what's fun is Tyler and I actually competed together at Northwest, and he actually reached out to me, and I sent him a bunch of stuff early in the track season. So we've been in touch throughout the year. Yeah, that's really neat, you know. And then there's a group of Northwest grads that are on our staff still. It's just fun to see it branch out. And that's all the product of Dave Gee back in the day, you know. I mean, I'll tell you what, he was my mentor, and I wouldn't be here without that guy. And I don't think anybody would. So, yeah, Tyler's doing a great job.
I couldn't remember how old he was. I have never really asked him how old he was, but I knew he was Northwest grad, so no question he's helped Coach Detker over Wanita Palisade tremendously this year.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's huge. Kudos and congrats to those guys.